Thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us again with Joseph. We're always glad to have you in these episodes to learn from your precious words. As we ended the last episode with Joseph, there is a big point in the life of Joseph, which is managing his affairs. We at Youth, not me, them, we need also to be able to learn and to budget our affairs. How we manage our affairs, especially when we start working, receive money, how we manage our affairs in a Christian way, in a godly way.
I think to be able to manage our affairs and our money, number one, we need to understand what's God's plan in our money. There is a plan, and this plan is very clear in the scripture how we use our money in a way glorifying God. So studying the scripture will help us to understand God's plan. Number two, we need to be wise in distributing the money. And I think why the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, chose Joseph, because of his wisdom, and he was able actually to feed the whole land during the 7 years of the famine. So how to be wise in using the money, to set our priorities, and also to have a plan for saving. And I think that's exactly what Joseph did. He developed a saving plan. During the 7 years of abundance, he saved the wheat. So the following 7 years of famine, he had stored wheat in order to provide for the needs of the people. Because some people who don't have like a saving plan, as long as they have money, they spend it, and then when there is a need for money, they don't have any money stored. I think all of this is part of being responsible and accountable. When I have high sense of responsibility and I feel that I'm accountable, this will help me to be a better manager, if I'm going to use this word, to manage my money and to manage my affair. And there is no contradiction between saving and between actually trusting in the Lord. The Lord himself told us, who among you, when he builds a tower, he doesn't first calculate the cost to know whether he has enough to finish or not. So managing, planning, saving is part of being wise. This does not contradict with God's plan in our mind.
So setting priorities and saving and plan. Sayyidina, let me benefit also from something that it could be confusing to our youth and to ourselves sometimes. Here we live in a culture that sometimes set the priority to put on the first thing is our pleasure, entertainment, and things like that. So the first thing they think how to use their money, and they set their priorities, they put entertainment and pleasure as number one. What do you think, Sayyidina, should be our priority list? It could be different from one to one, but definitely there are things that has to be there in the beginning of this list. What do you think, Sayyidina?
I think that's why I said in the beginning, we need to understand God's plan in our money, how God wants us to manage our money. So, because if we don't consider God's plan, then maybe my priority will be set completely different to what God is expecting from us. And number one priority actually is to give our tithes and our donations to God. Why? Because by doing this actually you are blessing our money. We are receiving blessing in our money. If we kept the tithes for ourselves, God considers this as robbing God or stealing, as he said in the book of Malachi. Then after actually we give, you know, our donation and our contribution, then actually I have to see what are the needs, you know, and there is difference between the needs and the wants. You know, the needs are something, necessities of life. I need to provide shelter for my family. I need to provide for their education. I need to provide for their health, for their well-being. These are needs. The wants can be like entertainment, like fun. And also, this is not against God's plan, because to entertain yourself and to have fun and to enjoy your life, this actually will help our psyche and our soul to be relaxed and to able actually to produce more. It will increase our productivity. And actually that's what St. Paul said, God will give us everything richly to enjoy. But if I made the joy or the entertainment is a goal, not a mean, this is actually what messed up God's plan, the plan of God. So this entertainment is means toward our goal, which is, you know, how to be more productive, how to live your life for the glory of God. So I think the key point here to differentiate between the needs and the wants, what I need and what I want.
Sayyidina, there is another issue in the life of Joseph that we can all benefit from. Joseph was favored in the eyes of his father Jacob, and I'm sure this caused troubles for his brothers, and that's why they were jealous. They were jealous about him, and they conspire about him. I need a word, Sayyidina, and we know your experience in counseling. I need a word for parents about dangers of favoritism, and to also to our youth, because a lot of us sometimes feel that kind of favoritism between me and my brother or my sister. So for the parents, a word about dangers, and for the youth, how to deal with it.
Favoritism and partiality cause many tension within the family itself. I don't have here the story of Joseph, how his brethren became so jealous to the extent they want to kill him and to get rid of him. So if parents use favoritism or partiality, actually they are creating tension between the children. Maybe another point here, favoritism also is a learned behavior. What do I mean learned behavior? If I treat my children with partiality, when they grow and become parents, they will do the same to their children. Maybe Jacob learned favoritism from his mother and father, because Rebecca was favoring Jacob, and Isaac was preferring and favoring Esau. And we can see how Rebecca had a plan to make Jacob receive the blessing. So maybe Jacob here learned this behavior from his mother. As for the youth who suffer from favoritism, although it hurts, although it's not a good feeling to feel that my parents preferring my brother or my sister over me, but I think here how I deal with it, although I can acknowledge my feeling, but I should not let it affect me in a negative way. My confidence and my self-esteem is based on who I am in the Lord. God loves us all without any favoritism or partiality. All of us are His children. As St. Paul said, there is no male or female, Jews or Gentiles, Greek or barbarian. all of us are the same in Christ. So I have to build my self-confidence and my self-esteem on who am I in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the Lord, not in the eyes of the people. And in this way, even if I suffer or I am hurt from favoritism, but it will not affect me in a negative way.
Thank you, Sayyidina, for these wise words about how to deal with favoritism to parents and to youth. And we're always glad to have you, Sayyidina, in these episodes. And thank you all for following us with these episodes. And as I always say, if God revealed Himself in these characters, He can reveal Himself in you. Thank you.